Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a civil war that is brewing right now within the Democratic Party, maybe. Now, the media is treating it as a civil war, and I'm not so sure it's nothing more than a complete distraction. What do I mean by that? Well, Biden is on a blowout spending bill, and the far-left Democrats are now fighting over what should be in the bill. In fact, far-left Democrats are now threatening no money for abortions, and then there is no deal. Representative Jaya Paul, Democrat, she's in the squad, said Sunday on CNN State of the Union that she would not vote, for Democratic reconciliation bill if it included the Hyde Amendment, which banned federal spending to go towards abortions. It's been around for decades. And if you think that's all that's in the bill, it's not. Now, as I said a moment ago, she said, I won't vote for a bill with the Hyde Amendment in it. And Democrats like, what are you doing? Or are they really just trying to distract us from what's actually in the bill? There's a very good chance that is exactly what they are trying to do now. In fact, there is some interesting stuff in this bill. For example, the federal government will now be mandated to bankrupt any company in America that's not fully vaccinated. Yes, you heard me right. What I just said is actually in the bill. There was a congressperson who decided at the last moment to hide in the bill a mandate that if your government or your company doesn't do what the government says it has to do, which is to have everybody vaccinated, then they will give you fines so big that your business will cease to exist. It will bankrupt you. I want you to hear part of this from Tucker Carlson tonight.
So much going on in your government, it's very hard to keep track, even if you're paid to do it, as we are. Here's one interesting thing that nobody noticed. On Saturday, some unnamed actor, some subterranean vermal in the House of Representatives, inserted what turned out to be a remarkable provision into the so-called budget reconciliation bill. Almost nobody outside the Congress noticed it was there, and that's really not surprising. The bill is one of the biggest in all of human history. It's nearly 2,500 pages long. It spends $3.5 trillion. Where does that money come from? Well, it was just newly printed by the Federal Reserve for the occasion. The provision in question was hidden on page 168 of that bill. And here's what it says. Going forward, the federal government will bankrupt any company that refuses to comply with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. So do you have an unvaccinated worker in your office? The fine for that will be $700,000 payable to the U.S. Treasury for each and every one of those workers.
That means that, of course, you would be forced to fire people left and right if they refuse to get vaccinated. Now, you think about what was just put in there. It's not an accident it was put in there. This is exactly what Joe Biden announced about a month ago. Joe Biden, by the way, is the president that is now overseeing the death of hundreds of thousands of Americans. This is a guy who said, if you vote for me, I will stop the spread of COVID. He's the guy who said Donald Trump failed you, even though Donald Trump is the one that actually came up with the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. Just a friendly reminder. And when Joe Biden came out several weeks ago and said that he was going to push for the private sector to do vaccine mandates, he wasn't kidding, apparently. Not only is he not kidding, he actually wants to fine you $700,000 per employee. Now imagine any size business. I don't care if you're talking about Amazon. I don't care if you're talking about Apple. I don't care if you're talking about GE. I don't care if you're talking about FedEx. There is no publicly traded company that would be willing to willfully pay a $700,000 fine because one of their workers refuses to get vaccinated. Or let's say 100 or 1500 or 5000 or 6000 or even just 1000 of them. You go back to United Airlines this past week where they laid off, what was it, 700 workers who wouldn't get vaccinated, and not laid them off, fired them. Let's be clear about that. Fired them. And the reason why they fired them is also very simple. It's a very simple reason, because they said everybody's going to be vaccinated. Universities doing the exact same thing. No one should be surprised by this. The universities are doing the exact same thing. Now, this is how the government forces a mandate on every American that works. And they're okay, by the way, with people being unemployed. Never forget that. This administration has no issue with you being unemployed, because then that means by default that you are now, you guessed it, they're dictating to you how to run your life. You're addicted to the government aid. It's all about government aid at that point. Everything you do, they will control. They will control how much money they give you every month. They will control what type of food you eat, where you live, how you pay your bills. And for them, that is not a bad thing. For them, that is government control. Remember Barack Obama, the food stamp president? Remember when Jesse Jackson said from a church pulpit, it is an honor to be a food stamp president. Was shown some love, was shown some appreciation, referring to more people than ever in history of this country being on food stamps, meaning they literally cannot pay for their own food. They literally cannot feed their own families. So if you think about this, this is brilliant by the Socialist Communist Democratic Party. We're going to mandate that all your employees be vaccinated to work. And if they don't, you can fire them. And then when you fire them, they'll be dependent on us. And so then we will own them. And if you don't think the media is jumping in on all on this, you're also wrong. Don Lemon, CNN, to unvaccinated, don't expect to do everything the vaccinated can do, no matter how loudly you yell. That's right. You are not supposed to expect that you can do anything in this country if you are unvaccinated. Don't yell about it. Don't complain about it, because you don't have freedom unless you get vaccinated. You don't have rights unless you're vaccinated. You don't get the right to tell us you're not going to get vaccinated. This is now where CNN is going. They're doing exactly what the president needed them to do, which is to say, if you are unvaccinated, you're the worst person in the world.
Never default, he said. America never, ever default on its debt. What happened to that? It's time we get serious about bipartisan efforts to work this thing out. Where's that this time? What's different about that, Mitch McConnell? And Republicans, what is different?
You notice he's shaming Republicans, right, for not jumping all on board, printing trillions of dollars, and voting for a bill that would mandate $700,000 fines to any employer who employs an unvaccinated worker in America. By the way, when all of the left and the middle were saying, Ben, you sound kind of crazy when you start comparing this to what they do in Europe and what they did in Germany, how is this any different? You're going to knock on doors of small business owners and say, let me see the vaccination cards of your employees and If you don't, we're going to shut you down with $700,000 fines that you can't afford. We're going to bankrupt you. We're going to take your belongings. We're going to take your cars. We're going to take your business. We're going to take the printers, the phones, anything of value to get those fines out of you. You're going to roll up on job sites and outside workers who are doing masonry or plumbing or heating and air or tile work or roofing, bricklayers, and you're going to say, let me see your vax cards. Oh, we're going to take the house. Well, you got to pay us $700,000 per person. We just counted four. It's only $3.5 million to round it. Come on, pay up. Let's go. If you want to know why Mitch McConnell and others are not, quote, going bipartisan, it's because you guys have gone psychotic. You've gone not only psychotic on spending, something we can't afford, trillions of dollars in spending, but the crap that's actually in the bill is even worse than that. But don't worry. The media is all in to protect Joe Biden on this one.
That's how cynical, how toxic our politics have become. And then there is the literal toxicity of anti-vax rhetoric in the face of mandates all across this country.
Notice how they're connecting the two. That's why I play this entire clip for you. They're saying that if you don't allow for the government to spend more money than it's ever spent in history, that you're anti-American, you're un-American, you're the worst person in the world. And then we're going to tie that into vaccines. Also, if you don't get vaccinated, you're psycho, you're crazy, you're the worst person in the world as well.
So California is now the first state in the nation to require COVID vaccinations for students.
Oh yeah, let's throw that in there real quick. Forgot to tell you that story. Did you hear about this in California? California is now going to mandate vaccines for all students or we won't educate your kids. You see the trend here, right? You will not be educated in the United States of America any longer in California, even if you pay your taxes, unless you are vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, we will not educate you. You will lose out on life. This is what they've actually done in California. This isn't proposal. This is now the decision. This is the decision. And you have the California governor who's come out and he's excited about this. Like, you're supposed to, you know, praise him for doing this. We have done it, folks. We are going to now take away your jobs and we're going to take away the ability to educate your children unless you bow down to us.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? Look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, again, I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti allowing the government to take away my freedom to choose on which vaccinations and what I do with my body. I'll quote them, my body, my choice. What happened, Democrats? So now in California, you don't have any rights as children, and you're, as parents, you don't have any rights over your kids.
Great, California. I said it. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor tonight denying a request to block New York City's vaccine mandate for public school employees. It went into effect just about 5 hours ago. And we're learning.
And we're celebrating this in the mainstream media. You noticed that, right? New York, good. You don't have any rights either. You have to be vaccinated or you're fired. We are putting vaccines over the long-term quality education or a better education. In other words, we're not even going to educate your kids. Maybe that's a better way to put it. We'll hold your kids hostage so you will comply.
That Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19.
They're excited about that now, by the way. They're literally fired up now. They can't wait to attack Brett Kavanaugh because Brett Kavanaugh, by the way, has tested positive for COVID-19. I hope you're starting to get the sense of the just pure evil and psychotic nature of the Democrats. They're rooting for Republicans to get sick and die. They're taking away your rights to work, and they're taking away the ability to educate your children.
The justices have tested negative, and the court says that Justice Kavanaugh will participate in next week's oral arguments remotely from home. Meanwhile, we learned this week, we've been talking a lot about the NBA, they've been in the news this week. We've learned this week that unvaccinated NBA players who don't comply with local vaccination mandates won't get paid for games that they miss.
Okay. So there we go. We're going to do it to the NBA too. So if you don't think we'll do it to you, by the way, the majority of players in the NBA are African American. I'm waiting for somebody to scream racism. You're not going to pay players in the NBA who are African American because they don't get a vaccine, and you're not going to let them make a living. When is somebody on the left going to scream racism? Because if you ask me, that's pretty darn racist, isn't it? You're targeting a majority of players who are African American. Draymond Green, NBA basketball player. On vaccines, he has said this has become a political war. Mandates go against what America stands for. That's right. When asked about teammate Andrew Wiggins' vaccination situation, Golden State Warrior veteran Green said that it isn't his place to push Wiggins one way or another while attacking the whole vaccine issue, saying it's gotten way too political. Green offered an example of why it isn't his place to tell Wiggins what to do with his health during Friday's press conference, saying,
"That would be like me telling him, like, yo, your wife is going into labor. How dare you leave this team and not go tend to your wife for what that could mean for this team? That's something that's personal to him. That's health related. That's, you know, something that's personal to his family. This is no different. This is, you know, we're dealing with something that, to me, feels like has turned into a political war. When you're talking about a vaccination and non-vaccinated, I think it's become very political. And, you know, for someone who's not extremely into politics, when you make something so political and people, not everyone is into politics, then you can also turn those people off. You know, and, you know, I think there is something to be said for people's concern about something that's being pressed so hard. Like, why are you pressing this so hard?
By the way, this is the greatest basketball player, in my opinion, of all time, with a statement defending a teammate here. Draymond Green with the best COVID statement I've seen, period, about protecting another player and their rights.
Like, so much, you're just pressing and pressing and pressing. I think you have to honor people's feelings and their own personal beliefs. And I think that's been lost when it comes to vaccinated and non-vaccinated. And it kind of sucks that that's been lost because you you're essentially not giving anyone, you say we live in a land of the free. Well, you're not giving anyone freedom because you're making people do something essentially without necessarily making them. You're making them do something. And that goes against everything that America stands for or supposedly stands for.
Wow. God bless Draymond Green for saying this. Golden State Warriors. You notice he didn't talk about Republicans or Democrats, right? You notice he just said it's gotten way too political. This is medical. That's what I've been saying forever. Don't politicize a medical decision. Don't mandate that kids get a vaccine or they can't go to school. Don't mandate that employers can't hire employees. Well, you can, they'll say, but you're going to be fined $700,000. No one can afford that. You're going to bankrupt everybody in America. We're not going to educate your kid unless you get vaccinated. You can't come watch your kid play sports unless you're vaccinated. You can't come inside your kid's school unless you're vaccinated. That's where we are now. You can't stay in business unless your employees are vaccinated, because if they're not, the $700,000 fine will come down on you. Back to Tucker Carlson.
Even by the standards of Washington, that is a lot of money. Here's a comparison. In June, the federal government penalized a chemical company in West Virginia after its plant exploded, killing an employee and sending two others to the hospital. The fine in that case, $12,288. So there you have it, written out in black and white, the moral priorities of the Democratic Party. Killing people in chemical plants is bad. It's about $12,000 bad. But failing to get a Joe Biden-mandated COVID vaccine, even if you've already recovered from COVID and have natural immunity that is more powerful than any shot, that's much, much worse. How much worse? It is 58 times worse than killing people in a chemical plant explosion. Democrats did the math on that, and they wrote it down. This whole approach, if you take three steps back to COVID, is a little weird when you think about it. If you really wanted to protect the public, the American people, from this virus, the first thing you would do is encourage them to be healthy, meaning get off your phone, get outside, spend some time in nature, maybe lose some weight. That's meaningful. That all works. We know it for a fact. It's science. And then people with higher risk factors, like older people, people with pre-existing medical problems, would probably want to get the vaccine. Definitely worth it for them. They should. Everyone else could look at the numbers and assess. They could choose for themselves, as they do with every other medical decision. The federal government is not requiring you to get surgery for prostate cancer if you get it. No, you get to decide. So that would be a reasonable response to COVID. It might actually improve the country rather than destroy it. But that's very far from what they're actually doing. And the reason is politics. From the beginning of the outbreak, politicians have turned what they told us was a public health response into something that very much looks like a political campaign. And in a political campaign, the other side is your enemy. So all of a sudden, the public has become an opponent that politicians must subdue and defeat. How do you feel about opponents you are working to subdue and defeat? Well, you feel loathing and contempt. And that's how they do feel. They're not hiding it anymore.
He's right. This is nothing but a mandate on the entire nation through whatever way means financially, economically, education. There is nothing that is off the table. Nothing. Not a single option to get your money to punish you for not being able to see your kids play sports or eat lunch with your kids in a school, or to be able to provide for your kids and put clothes on their back and food on the table. There is no place that this government is not going right now.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
California. We won't educate your kids unless you do what we tell you to do. Okay, get the vaccine. New York City. We won't let you teach and educate children your life's work unless you're vaccinated. Okay. Hold you hostage. Can't go out to dinner without showing proof of vaccination. And this NBA basketball player gets it, by the way. And the fact that CNN is celebrating this mandate on African-American men. By the way, Don Lemon is an African-American man, should understand how racist this looks. But no, he's buying into the Biden, you don't have any rights, I give you your rights, and then if you comply, I give you more freedoms mentality, which is socialism, communism, Marxism, dictatorship. They all have that in common.
Okay, Golden State Warriors star Draymond Green says that he won't push his teammates to get vaccinated.
We're dealing with something that, to me, feels like has turned into a political war. When you're talking about a vaccination and non-vaccinated, I think it's become very political. You say we live in a land of the free. Well, you're not giving anyone freedom because you're making people do something, essentially. That goes against everything that America stands for.
I want you to really pay attention to what I'm about to play for you. The response from Don Lemon to those comments by a brilliant NBA basketball player who has broken down this debate into the simple one issue of America and freedom. And notice how quickly CNN dismisses your freedoms and your rights.
Draymond Green, that's actually wrong. It doesn't go against, and I'm going to tell you why it doesn't go against everything that America stands for. It actually goes along with what America stands for, with what has already been decided by the highest courts in the land when it comes to vaccines and mandates, okay? So with all due respect to Draymond Green, this is about public health. We just passed the grim milestone of 700,000 deaths from COVID in this country. 700,000 dead Americans. 700,000 dead Americans from COVID.
By the way, you notice he's not criticizing Joe Biden for any of this. But remember when we had the death tickers up on CNN every day during Trump's presidency because they knew it would hurt him in the election? MSNBC had it. Everybody, every night in the news, ABC, NBC, CBS, they were all doing the same thing. Tonight, death in America, peril in America, vaccine. You know, it's COVID in America. And they had the death counter up there every day. And it was 24/7. Right now on the screen, I'm looking at it. There is no death counter at CNN. We just hit a 700,000 Americans have died from COVID milestone, and you don't have a death tracker up there? Why not? Well, because it would hurt Joe Biden. The part that still astounds me about all of this is, and I go back to what that NBA basketball player said that was so brilliant. If you're trying to get people to get vaccinated, you're doing it all wrong. When the president started mentioning mandates, what happened in the vaccine rates in America? The lines stopped being long. People stopped and said, whoa, hold on a second. Now it's no longer my choice. Now you want a mandate? Oh, I'm not getting your vaccine. What do you think is going to happen in California? You think the unvaccinated are now just going to run out and get vaccinated because of your new vaccine mandate that you announced in California that the rest of the country is supposed to apparently model everything after? I mean, California Governor Gavin Newsom announcing these new COVID-19 mandates for all students and reacts to the backlash from parents in the state. You think any of these parents are now going to run out there and get vaccinated because of what you just did? Or you think they're going to fight even harder? Because now it's no longer about science. It's about freedom. And you guys did it. If you want people to go get vaccinated, then shut the hell up. Stop making it political. Stop putting a gun to people's head. And maybe people go back to looking at making a decision based on medical advice and science and not based on politics, which you guys have politicized this on the left. The vaccine rates were incredible, and they were going through the roof. I mean, we were vaccinating like millions of days, hundreds of thousands a day. And as soon as the president started talking about mandates and governors and officials and Democrats started talking about mandates, a bunch of people said, hold on, slammed on the brakes and said, wait a minute. You're not going to mandate me to do anything. And then the lines disappeared. And the people trying to get an appointment online to get a vaccine didn't have to anymore. You could just walk in anywhere and get one. Nevertheless, take away all of our rights and keep beating it into us is their plan. It's the worst PR plan I've ever heard. Here's CNN and talking about how the governor of Gavin Newsom was brave to announce these new COVID-19 mandates for all students in California.
Breaking news moments ago, the governor of California announcing the COVID-19 vaccine will be added to the state's current list of immunizations required to attend school. We're talking about K through 12 schools. And here's what we know. This requirement will be...
You know this, by the way, K through 12. Did you hear that? California vaccine mandate will be K through 12. Have they done enough studies yet? Not for a lot of parents. Am I going to vaccinate my pre-K 4 kid? No, I'm not. That's why I'm in private school. I'm not putting up with this crap. Vaccination requirement starts the term following full FDA approval of the vaccine for their grade span. So as soon as you get that FDA approval, which of course we know is coming, whether it's been influenced or not, we can debate that another day. My point is, this applies to both public, and here's the kicker, private schools. Did you hear me? If you think you're going to get out of these vaccine mandates in California, you're not. Because this applies to public and private schools. Now, I just said a moment ago, I sent my kid to a private school. I don't live in California, thank the Lord. You don't think a bunch of parents are about to leave California? They are. I hope they do. Because if you tell me that I have to give my kid a vaccine to private school, you can, and again, if it's one thing if the school does it, it's different if the government does it. You can, I mean, literally go to hell. Oh, and if you think you're going to get a bunch of exemptions for personal beliefs or religious beliefs, yeah, probably not.
Again, the term following full FDA approval for grades grouped at K through 6 and then 7th through 12th. Right now, as you know, Pfizer's vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds is still emergency use authorized. And so this will apply to students at both public and private schools. It will be subject to exemptions for both medical reasons and personal beliefs. But this is a first in the country. And it comes on the heels of the governor's recall election, a recall that began over his COVID-19 restrictions. So let's get to the governor.
And by the way, you think he would have done this before the election? No. Because it would have cost him the election. So he waited till the recall was over, and then he did it. He waited till the recall was over, and then he decided, okay, public and private school kids, you're screwed. I'm going to mandate a vaccine, and you can't run from the public schools over the private schools because I'm a tyrant. I'm a dictator. I'm a communist.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is joining us live now. Thanks for making time for us, Governor. This is a big announcement. Nice. Why is this the right move right now?
Yeah, I think we're all just exhausted by this. We want to get this pandemic behind us. And while we've made great progress, California 80...
Oh, okay, hold on. So because we're exhausted, we can take your rights. That's the new qualifier for the Democratic Party. I don't even need to play you anything else. That's it, folks. That's the ball game. That's the whole ball game. If a Democrat becomes exhausted with dealing with something, then they can just take away your freedoms and your rights. That's what they will do. We just take away your freedoms and we take away your rights. Game over. You don't have rights. You don't have freedoms. Okay? You don't have any rights. You don't have any freedoms. We'll just take them all away from you. If we're exhausted. At what point do they become exhausted, right? If you don't think there's a slippery slope here, you're not paying attention. I'm telling you, they're going to claim anything they want now as a pandemic. And once they claim it's a pandemic, then they're going to say, well, we're going to do X, Y, and Z to get rid of it because we've declared it a pandemic. If you don't think that's just how they're going to get rid of guns, this is exactly their plan to get rid of guns or anything else that they don't like. And they figured out now they can just force you into submission or you're going to literally be homeless, unemployed. I go back to this massive spending bill. And what did they hide in that massive spending bill? They hid a provision, a $700,000 for any employee that you hire that is unvaccinated. That is your penalty.
Inserted what turned out to be a remarkable provision into the so-called budget reconciliation bill. Almost nobody outside the Congress noticed it was there, and that's really not surprising. The bill is one of the biggest in all of human history. It's nearly 2,500 pages long. It spends $3.5 trillion. Where does that money come from? Well, it was just newly printed by the Federal Reserve for the occasion. The provision in question was hidden on page 168 of that bill. And here's what it says. Going forward, the federal government will bankrupt any company that refuses to comply with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. So do you have an unvaccinated worker in your office? The fine for that will be $700,000 payable to the U.S. Treasury for each and every one of those workers. Even by the standards of Washington, that is a lot of money. Here's a comparison. In June, the federal government penalized a chemical company in West Virginia after its plant exploded, killing an employee and sending two others to the hospital. The fine in that case, $12,288.
You get it. I'm sure every one of you right now gets this, the insanity of this, the ridiculousness of this. I hope every one of you that's listening to this right now will please help us by doing two things. One, writing us a review, a 5-star review, wherever you're listening to this on your podcast platform. Number two, subscribe to our podcast. And three, share our podcast on social media. Hit that little share button, that little forward arrow, share it wherever you're on social media. We have got to organize and we have got to fight back, because when you get to the point, as it was just described, where you can literally take away the rights of the private schools too and say you have to be mandated and other states are going to do this, it is just pure evil. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport,
and me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.